say Mishnah 5, Hayd Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Nechemiah Ish Beis Deli. So Rabbi Akiva testified in the name of Nechunya, Shemasim Es HaIsha Al Pi Eidecha, that they could marry off a woman on the evidence of a single witness. Meaning that if there was one witness that her husband died, then she could remarry. Now it brings over here, we've already dealt with this before. We've already dealt with this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. But Rabbi Akiva came and he repeated the halacha because of a story that he brings the whole story here in the Karta over here, but a story from Yevamos that Rabbi Akiva went to visit. He went down to Nahadiah and he found Nechemiah of Beis Deli, and they had this discussion, and basically he was told again that this was the halacha. But so he went back up to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva, and he brought this halacha back with him, validating what was already said by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So that's why they repeat the halacha in the name of Rabbi Akiva, even though we've learned this halacha before. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua al Atzamos shenimtzu b'dir ha'etzim. Rabbi Yeshua gave a testimony concerning a certain case. They found bones in the woodshed. This is the case in the woodshed in the woman's courtyard in the temple. Right, the woman's courtyard in the temple, there was a case, they found bones over there, human bones. So Amru Chachom, the rabbi said, Malakat etzim etzim, take the bones out one at a time, va'akol tara, and everything will be clean, meaning whatever is in the courtyard is clean. We don't worry that perhaps somebody touched a bone, or perhaps a utensil touched a bone. Why? Because the woman's courtyard is a public area, and any doubt regarding uncleanliness in a public area, we testify is, or we say is clean. We go lenient, a doubt. So that's in that case over there, that's what the Chachamim paskin, that they should do, that they should take the bones out one at a time, and we don't have to panic and re-purify like the whole courtyard and everybody in the courtyard.